Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Hello, everyone. This is Slumber Party every Tuesday from 6 to 7. I'm DJ Coco, and I'll be the host for the hour. Usually, I'm joined by my other host, DJ Star, but she is off in Germany for 4 months studying abroad, so it'll just be me for tonight. But kind of more of a chill night tonight. I wanted to talk a little bit about comparison, self-comparison, and dealing with failure in your 20s, just because I wanted to bring up a personal example, and maybe sharing my story might inspire you to kind of face your failures or understand that you're not the only one in the same situation sometimes. But anyways, I'm going to start off with the music first. So this first one, I actually have not listened to fully. This was recommended to me, so I'm going to play it right off the bat. It's by Esme, E-S-M-E, and the song is called Erratic. So I believe it's some electronic music, so I think I'll enjoy it, but enjoy. I hope you're with me. Keeping my stead. I know you're with me. On my head. I'm feeling risky. Keeping my stead. I know you're with me. I'm ready for my love. I'm ready for my love. But you never know. But you never know.
Keep it, 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 ke no separation, need no conversation. Nah, nah, nah. On everything is automatic, going zero to a high. Nah, nah. Riding, wishing the wheels would fall off. Time is ticking, it's ticking you too long. Right before I decide to go.
It's so awesome that you are here on the other end of the radio. You are why we're here on the dial. A radio station is nothing without its listeners, and that includes you. Thank you for tuning your ears to our broadcast signal on CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and that last song you just heard was Push to Start by Tyla from her album Tyla Plus. So, normally don't play a hit song, but this song I secretly love to listen to, and I'm actually heading off to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, tomorrow night. So, kind of reminded me of Mexico, so I decided to add it on to the playlist tonight. Just took a little break, but we are going to go back to the music again because I really like to play the song before I do a little talking. This one is not a new song, but I love the artist Kay Trinada so much, so we're gonna do one of his songs again. So this is from his album Bubba, and it's called The Worst in Me, featuring Tinashe. So take a listen.
Can't believe that I let you in.
this again and again and again. Oh, no, no. Every time I fight, we scream all night. I know it right. This ain't how it's supposed to be. At least I feel something. I want your love. Feel like it's finally peace of mind. Dancing in those memories. Living a lie. Never would have thought it'd come to this. Always just wanted to have one little kiss. Can't believe that I let you in. Once again and again and again. Oh, no, no. Every time I cry.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're listening to The Worst in Me featuring Tinashe by Kay Trinata. So, welcome back. You're tuning into Slumber Party every Tuesday from 6 to 7. I'm DJ Coco, and welcome back from the break. I decided I want to do a little talking. I don't have too much to talk about, but this is just what's been on my mind lately, so I decided kind of want to chat about comparison and the idea of branching out and trying something new in your 20s. I'm saying this as I am 20 turning 21 soon, which is shocking. I definitely don't feel this old, but in the grand scheme of things, I'm still pretty young, but this all kind of sparked, and I wanted to discuss this because lately I've just been comparing myself in every situation possible, whether it be what I'm studying or the way I look to the sports and the hobbies that I do. It's always something that I compare and contrast with those around me, and even on social media or what I hear from family friends, there's always a little part of me that kind of reaches and tries to put myself down after hearing these things. And I really don't like that. And I'm trying to work on it. So the one specific example I wanted to bring up was because last week I kind of had an epiphany to start a new sport. So throughout my life, I've been pretty active. I did a lot of running when I was a kid, and I did some track, and I stuck with playing softball in high school for a while, and I enjoyed it, but I don't think I really found my calling for anything. But lately, when I started university, there wasn't any leagues or even enough time to join an organized sport in any sense, so I kind of stuck with going to the gym and lifting weights and trying to run on my own time, which did keep me fit, but I don't think I ever felt a sense of satisfaction or enjoyment in doing so. I have a real, I would say not hate, I don't want to say hatred, but I have a dislike for commercial gyms. So I recently switched and recently canceled my Club 16 membership. So I'm from the local community, so I went to the one in Coquitlam, where pretty much the entirety of Coquitlam goes there, and I always bump into people I see. Most of the time, I try not to make eye contact because I just don't like talking to people. So I went to the gym for a little bit at Club 16 because I really liked the idea of the woman's side of the gym, where you could basically just work out with just women. So I really liked that. But there was something about the environment and it felt very sterile and artificial about the way that I was approaching exercise. And that was, it was just to lose weight or just something that is more for idealistic goals, and that are pretty unrealistic, especially with gym culture in general. I'm not too big of a fan of following diets closely and protein goals, and it feels kind of contradictory to the idea of health that fitness, that the gym provides, because I think I feel that I've been very detached to what exercise and physical activity really should be, which is enjoyment. So I've been looking around, kind of going through and diving through different kinds of activities I can do. So I thought about doing some spin classes maybe, or joining the volleyball team. But I ended up actually trying a drop-in volleyball activity. So I went to the city of Coquitlam, looked around at all the rec centers, and found that they had drop-ins. So there's all sorts of things there. You can swim, you can go to the gym, but the drop-in classes included the volleyball. There's badminton, pickleball, which is interesting. I don't think I'll get into pickleball yet, but maybe we'll see in the future. But yeah, there was a volleyball drop-in. So last weekend on Sunday night, I decided to go to a volleyball drop-in. And I knew that I was going to do poorly because I haven't touched a volleyball in many, many years. And I've never actually played a real game except for high school gym class, which we had a very brief 1 week of volleyball. And it was okay. I don't really remember too much from it, but I decided, why not go try this volleyball thing? So I went out, and yeah, I did pretty poorly. So I don't know what I was expecting of myself, that I was going to be instantly legendary and that I was going to hit every shot and get every spike and whatever the terminology is. I am still very confused on all the volleyball terminology. But I felt pretty disappointed in myself, if I'm being honest, when I was there and after. I knew that I was setting myself up for failure, but then actually going through it and feeling the motions, and especially the idea of comparison came back, and that was the massive force that was taking over me, because looking at all the other people who went to the drop-in, they were all so much better than me, and they were hitting the ball, they were catching the ball, they were spiking, and I just felt very inadequate for 2 hours. And I just kept thinking, because one of the girls, she looked like she was probably late high school, maybe grade 12, and she was very good. And I just kept thinking, like, oh, there's so many other girls who have played volleyball for so long, and there's so, some of these people are also way taller than me, and just trying to find every reason to bring myself down and doubt my ability. And that really took a toll on me that day. I felt pretty bad. I didn't really wanted to mention it to anyone, so mentioning it here on radio is kind of a step. But yeah, that's just something that kind of catalyzed this, my interest into maybe research and look more into people who have tried new things and are trying new things in their 20s that are hard. They're difficult because you go through all these emotions of, like, am I good enough? Am I keeping up with everyone? You know, and there's a lot of comparison that happens. And yeah, for me, comparison is a massive issue. With that, I'm comparing to other players and thinking about even people around me. Since I go to Simon Fraser here, I think about the athletes and the student athletes who are simultaneously juggling coursework with athletics. So that was a difficult pill to swallow, and is still a difficult pill to swallow. I am still salty about not being good at volleyball, but like everything, you just have to practice. And I did have fun. I had a lot of fun, and it's something that I see myself in the future not trying to make it my entire life, but some method that I can kind of de-stress and not think about this work and schoolwork and so forth. And I feel that that is 100% the reason why I think physical exercise or physical activity and exercise is so necessary in everyone's lives. And I also struggle along with comparison, or probably stemming from comparison, is that I always think of every activity as something as resume building. And so me even trying a drop in volleyball, which will have no benefit to my career or academics or whatever path that I can write in tangible words on a resume. And it really hurts to do something that is just for enjoyment, especially in this day and age where, in the world of capitalism, where we all just want to strive to be the very best and most special and be able to do everything at the very top level. So you got to be top athlete, top job, you got to have perfect family. And sometimes it's hard for me to just step back and think, like, what do I want to do for fun and not have the eyes of society on me, even though the eyes of society are not on me. And we all think that the eyes of society are on each of us when we are all just caring about our own goals and our own lives, which I still need to push into my head very hard with a hammer. But yeah, that's just something that I wanted to share. And even things like other celebrity examples I wanted to mention. Martha Stewart, the chef, she only got famous for her cookbooks in her 40s. So these are kind of facts that make me feel better about myself starting slightly late, is that people start late all the time for things and become successful at many different timelines in their life. So you don't need to do an activity your entirety of your life, or spend 20 years of your youth doing it and then become a pro. But, and things like, and another example would be my dad, personally, because he is a professional bagpipe player right now. And he actually started, I believe, in his 20s as well, 21. If he's listening, he can correct me. But it's very incredible that, I don't know what holds us back as humans to not reach our goals just because we fear this failure and this comparison. And it's sad. It's very sad. And it's hard to break, but it's good to break, and it builds resilience, and it is good just to do something you enjoy and not think of how others perceive you as well, which another thing I struggle with and will get and will definitely improve in time. But some of my very measly advice as a 20-year-old is kind of just do things that scare you. Don't be afraid to start something later. I need to tell this to myself, so I'm kind of hyping myself up here, but you can start anything at any point. Don't be afraid of what other people think about you and what you're doing at whatever point in time of your life, because they're focusing on their life and you focus on your own life, which is all that matters in the end. And as well, go to your community center to get the one pass, because this is my top advice, because I was spending $30 something per month for unlimited drop-in at the gym at Club 16, which is okay compared to other gyms. But I found out that if you go to your community centers, you can get, for example, in City of Coquitlam, you can get the one pass, which is, I believe, $30 a month for unlimited drop-ins for the gym, the swimming pool, and all the drop-in activities. So go do that. Go find your local community center and drop your gym membership and go to the rec center, because it is a much better deal. It is so much cheaper and you get so many different activities out of it. That is probably the best advice I can give. All the other stuff you may have heard before, but just wanted to maybe remind you and remind myself of this very critical information that we hear all the time but is so hard to jam into our brain. Anyways, I am gonna go back to the music after this little chat. I'm trying to see, I don't even have that much music this week, so I decided to get some help pulling a record and a CD out the library here. So before I do that, I've got one song to play that was also recommended to me by Rebecca from Kaylin from Sociologic. So I've never heard of this one before, but it's by City in Color. And I did actually see them as an opener to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Don't remember if I heard this song, but City in Color, I believe, are Canadian, if I stand corrected, I'm not sure, but hope you enjoy the song anyway, so take a listen. Just kidding, I have heard this song. You sacrifice so much of your life in order for this to work. While I'm off chasing my own dreams, sailing around the world, please know that I'm yours to keep, my beautiful girl. When you cry, a piece of my heart dies, knowing that I may have been the cause. If you were to leave, fulfill someone else's dreams, I think I might totally be lost. You don't ask for no diamond rings, delicate string of pearls. That's why I wrote this song, to sing, my beautiful girl.